So today is Pentecost Sunday. We remember the coming of the Holy Spirit. I don't know how many of you picked one of these up, but this is our next little booklet for the next 4 weeks of June here. And we're going to be talking about the birth of the church. So today, 50 days after the resurrection, the disciples have seen Jesus, they've talked to Jesus, they've touched Jesus, they've had a cookout on the beach with Jesus, and they've seen him ascend to heaven. May said she missed the message on ascension. I think that's because we were at the park last week, so we did I am instead. But Jesus has ascended into heaven, so they've heard his promises, but now Jesus is physically gone again, and he has told them to wait for the gift that he would send them. So they wait, and they worry, and they wonder, and they pray. Acts 2 says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Verse 14 says, then Peter stood up with the 11. He raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God said, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, I don't know about you, but every Pentecost Sunday, if I'm preaching a Pentecost or even if I'm going to church somewhere, I always wish that we could have just a recreation of that moment, right? Where everybody's like just praying and praying and praying. I imagine it kind of like the way that the Latinos pray. They all kind of pray together in out loud. So there's kind of like a murmuring of prayer. But then some people's voices kind of like get a little louder, and you can hear them more, and then the other people are maybe speaking in tongues or other languages, and there's just like this murmur of prayer. And I can just imagine them feeling like, wow, Jesus is gone. What are we doing? Like, what is going on? What's going to happen? Kind of that desperation almost, but also that hope in the promise. And imagine that the air conditioner came on just a little bit ago. It was just a little bit quiet wind. I thought, oh, maybe that's happening. No, but it was just air conditioning. And then fire comes down on each one of them, right? So it's not just one big flame in the front, but on each person, there's a fire. So I thought about it this morning. One thing we could do is we could all say the Lord's Prayer together, because we all know that, right? And some of you will be shy about praying out loud, so I don't want to make everybody feel uncomfortable, but everybody could say the Lord's Prayer together, right? So say it in like you're praying it. Okay? And just to help us imagine a little bit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. And the Holy Spirit came in like a violent wind and blew. And fire came to rest on each person. And the Holy Spirit came upon them. So the reason why we don't need it to happen again is that we already have the Holy Spirit in us, right? So God won't do it the same time again for us, even though it would be cool to see that. Last week at the picnic, I was asked to share about Jesus' words, "I am the good shepherd." And as I studied that week, I realized that all three persons in the Trinity, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, all have a role in shepherding us. From Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. And even though I walk in the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Then Jesus comes and he says, "I am the good shepherd." And he says, "The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." "I am the good shepherd," Jesus said. "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father." So in the Old Testament, we have a few records of God talking with a few people at certain times. In the New Testament, Jesus becomes flesh, and he lives in a special, specific geographical area for a certain time in history. And he shepherds all the people that he comes in contact with. No social media, so he can't shepherd people across the world. He just shepherds the people that he sees and the people that he teaches in person in life. And now we have this story of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit of God that Jesus promised to his disciples. This morning, Jen read one of the verses that I'm going to read. John 14 says, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth." So I realized in my study last week, and probably should have made the connection before, but the Holy Spirit is also a shepherd. It's a shepherd, Holy Spirit is a shepherd that comes to all of us who believe. Okay, so all of us who have accepted Christ, we already have the Holy Spirit in us. And this Holy Spirit helps us, not just once in a while, but every day. The Holy Spirit is reaching out to us every moment of every day. The Holy Spirit is reaching out to us and guiding us and teaching us and showing us and comforting us. It's just a matter of us being attentive, right? Paying attention to the Holy Spirit. Jesus continues and he says, "All this I have spoken while still with you." This is still John 14. "But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I said to you." Okay, so the Holy Spirit is also in our lives every single day, bringing back the words that we have been taught, bringing back the truth, bringing back the Word of God into our minds and our hearts. Every day, the songs that we've heard, that we've learned in choir, the Holy Spirit uses those and he brings them back to us in our times of need, in our times that we need to be strengthened. John 16:12, Jesus says, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Holy Spirit, comes, he will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. So the Holy Spirit shepherds us into new places, right? It says, Jesus says, there's more, I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But the Holy Spirit will guide you in all truth. So the Holy Spirit shepherds us continually into new truth, new understanding. That's why we always study the Word of God. We might read the same verse 10 times over our lifetime, and every time we read it, something new comes out of it, if we're attentive, if we're listening. Because there's more truth, there's more layers of truth, there's more depth that we can't handle when we're immature, when we're younger. But then as time goes on, the Spirit teaches us and shepherds us into new spaces and new truth. And understand always that the Holy Spirit doesn't do this alone, right? It's in a lot of churches, we kind of, maybe some churches might focus more on God, or some churches might focus more on Jesus, some focus more on the Holy Spirit, right? So like in the Pentecostal church, maybe the teaching is really heavy on the Holy Spirit. But we need to understand that all this shepherding, the God shepherding, the Jesus shepherding, the Spirit shepherding, are all together because they are one. Just as David recognized God as his shepherd, and just as Jesus said that his sheep would recognize his voice and follow him, we have to learn to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit. So let me ask you a question. Don't answer it, but just answer it in your mind. Do you feel like, do you believe, do you know when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you? Do you recognize that voice? When I pray, or when I'm just living my life, things come into my mind that I know are just from my mind. They're just from stuff I've heard. But if I pay attention and I really think about it, I can discern when it's just me, or just culture, or just my mom or my dad or some critical voice, right, talking, or if it is the Spirit of God, if it is God speaking to me. Do you feel like this morning that you can do that? Just take a moment and think about that. One way that you check it is whether or not it agrees with the Word of God, right? That's one thing. That's one way that you kind of have checks and balances around that. And then secondly, we need not only to learn to recognize the Spirit's voice, but then how does the Spirit work in our lives? So when you learn to recognize that it's the Spirit at work in your life, then you more quickly surrender to it, right? You more quickly follow it. And if you can learn to quickly follow the guide of the Spirit, then you do crazy things like me this morning when I got up and unannounced and just said, okay, let's pray for Jake, right? Because I felt in my spirit, you know what? We can't miss this opportunity. We need to pray for Jake. We can send him. We can increase his ministry opportunities by praying for him this morning. Okay? Of course, you know, as a pastor, it's easier for me, right? Because, you know, people expect pastors to do that. But I believe that each one of you on a Sunday morning should be able to raise your hand or get up and say, you know what? In my spirit this morning, I feel this, this, and this. Okay, we do it in order, right? We don't do it in rude ways or in ways that will just completely throw everything off track. But I hope that if you feel a nudge of the Spirit, that you'll come to me and say, you know what, Pastor Mara, I'd like to do this, right? And then we'll do it. Let's do it, right? If I had an opportunity to check in with somebody before I did this thing for Jake, I would have checked in with somebody, just because I think it's always good to, you know, get two or three in the, right? When we start just doing things randomly by ourselves, sometimes we're not as good of a check as we could be. But let's do those kinds of things, right? Let's be attentive to God's Spirit. So my question's for you this morning, okay? Because this is why. Because the verses say that the tongues of fire came to rest on each person, right? And because the Bible says that when you receive the gospel of Christ, right? Ephesians 1, 13 to 14 says, and you were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. And when you believed, you were marked with him, in him, with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are in God's possession to the praise of his glory. So the Holy Spirit has already been placed on you as a seal. Okay? No. Here, right? Somewhere. You have this seal. So you have to, if you're already sealed with the Holy Spirit and you're walking through life without the power of the Holy Spirit and you're not allowing the Spirit to shepherd you, then it's such a waste, right? It's just a sad thing. So ask yourself, do I recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit? And number two, do I know how the Spirit works in my life? What are the ways that the Spirit works in my life? One way that the Spirit works, I'm just going to read a few verses just kind of as examples, okay, how the God's Spirit works in our lives. Romans 15, 13. The God of hope, may the God of hope fill you all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay? The Holy Spirit brings hope into our lives. And that hope overflows, comes joy and peace. Okay, so that's a work of the Holy Spirit. No matter what our circumstances, the Holy Spirit works through hope. 1 Corinthians 13, 12, 3 says, therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So when you say Jesus is Lord, that is through the power of the Holy Spirit. When you raise, when you praise, that is the Holy Spirit working in you. Titus 3:5 says, he saved us not because of the righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing and rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit renews us. Romans 12:1-2 says, you know, that be transformed, do not be conformed to the ways of this, but be transformed through the renewing of your mind. Okay, so each layer of truth, each renewal that you feel, each time when you feel reborn, like life is new, that is the work of the Holy Spirit. Every time you get excited about some new truth that you've learned in your life, that is the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Hebrews 10, 14 to 16 says, for by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, this is a covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds. So we talked about a little bit about this already, that the Holy Spirit is what reminds us, right? not from kind of always from outside, but it's when we're going along and the laws of God, right, the truth of God, the promises of God rise up within us. That's the Holy Spirit testifying again to us about what God has already said. The last one I'm going to use as an example this morning is from Jude, verse 20. It only has one chapter, so that's why there's only verse 20. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. So, praying in the Holy Spirit. When Jake gets up here and prays, he's not just counting on his mind to say nice things, right? Right, Jake? He's not just trying to turn a clever phrase, right, just to impress you with the big words he knows. No, he is reaching down and connecting through his Spirit to the Holy Spirit, and he is praying through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, when we don't know what to pray, and that happens to me all the time, when I hear things and I see things that are happening, when people tell me stories about their lives, I'm not wise enough to know how to pray for them. Right? But the Bible says that the Holy Spirit helps us as we pray, right? It helps us to know how to pray. Have you ever prayed for someone and like this strange phrase came out of your mouth and you didn't even know that, you know, like you weren't even thinking that, but it just kind of came out, and then after the prayer, the person came up to you and said, "Wow, how did you know that word is a word that I've been praying, you know, for?" I didn't know. The Holy Spirit knew. And the Holy Spirit knew that you needed to know. When Pastor Randy Haycock was here for the welcome service, one of the things he prayed when he prayed for me was that he prayed that the time, my travel time to and from church, would be a time of blessing and nourishment for me. Okay? I have never forgotten that. And every time I get in the car to travel to Wellspring or from Wellspring to home, the Spirit nudges me and says, "Hey, remember, you know, this is a time of blessing for you." And I told him about it, you know, later. I said, "Wow, Randy, I just remember." He's like, "I don't remember praying that. I don't know, you know, I don't know what you're talking about." But see, that's how the Spirit works, okay? Those are some of the little connections that are made. I'm sure that you have many, many, many stories yourselves. And I'm still trying to decide. I was struck by that line that the Holy Spirit came to rest on each of them. How the Spirit works in my life and how the Spirit works in your life are different. Our ways of being are different. And the Spirit adapts, right? Adapts to us, teaches us, and helps us. So I can tell you as many stories, and you can tell me as many stories, but it's the experience, right? It's the living with the Spirit. It's the walking with the Spirit that actually brings that transformation and that power into our lives. So, I would like to encourage all of us today, right now, and I hate to give up sharing time because I love sharing time so much, but I would like to encourage you to go outside as individuals and walk the prayer path. If you're as the Spirit leads you, walk around. Some people can start this way, or some people can start that way, or you can just go, you don't even have to follow the prayer path, you could follow another path. or you could stay inside here. But my invitation is that you, let's just pray it. Lord, we need the shepherding of your Spirit in our everyday, every moment life. And I am so thankful, Lord, for the way that your Spirit guides me and teaches me. And Lord, I just pray today that each of us could just go one step deeper with you, one step closer, one step more of turning, Lord, to your Spirit and learning to hear the voice and learning to recognize the Spirit's work in our lives. And Lord, it is community work, but it is also, Lord, individual work, because your Spirit is in each of us as a seal. So Lord, I pray that as we go out, as we take this time, that you, Lord, would deepen our understanding of your Spirit, that your Spirit would move within us, that you would help us to pray, that you would help us to learn to speak with boldness, Lord, and that you would just move within us today, Lord, like the wind and the fire of the day of Pentecost. Lord, I pray that you will bless us as we earnestly seek you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So go out. If you want to sit and find a spot to sit, do that. If you want to walk the prayer walk, walk, do that. But turn towards, lean into, seek the Spirit of the living God that is in which each one of us. I guess we will not have a final song. Just come back when you're ready, okay?